I don't know if you've noticed, but the days are imperceptibly getting a little longer. Finally, we've turned a corner. Finally, the light seems to be coming. As I recall, even last week at the 8 o'clock service, it was still a little dark in here. And a week has passed, and already in the corner, I can see rays of sun. It is in that way that Jesus comes into the world, comes into the darkness of our world, into the brokenness of our world, and tries to shed light upon it, to show his light in a way that we can begin to follow the way that he shall lead. We hear this Gospel of John, and we hear how Jesus was the light. We hear how we are called out of darkness to follow that marvelous light. And so it is that all of us are called to follow the light. Now, that may seem like a simple thing, except that we begin to realize that we are called into the light for a purpose, so that we can drink in the light ourselves. Kind of like the old-fashioned watches, if you remember, before we had backlit kinds of things, they used to be able to absorb the light and then reflect it back so that at night you could tell what time it was. That's how we are called into the light, that we would be able to absorb the light and then ourselves go into the darkness and show the light forth into the world. In this same time of year, we are told the story of Simeon in the temple and the story of the presentation of Jesus. And it is Simeon who says, even though at the time the Messiah was thought to be for God's people of the law, the Jewish people, it is Simeon who says that this child will be a light to the nations. And it is that prophecy that we remember each and every day in the church. In fact, if we read the office of Compline, the Nunc Dimittis, as it's called, is recited each and every evening just before we go to sleep. Now, the irony should not be lost on us that we are calling forth and calling to mind the prophecy of Simeon just before we go to sleep, so that in the midst of the darkness of our night, as we take our rest, we wake in the morning to a new day. And in that new day, we go out into the world, filled with the light of Christ, a light that we have absorbed along the way. It calls to mind then also our responsibility constantly to be absorbing that light, that wisdom, that grace, that we are called always to be forming ourselves ever more completely into the image and likeness of Christ. And in doing that, we will be able to show the world that better light, that better way that Jesus came to proclaim. So even as the sun in its course begins to show itself a little more completely each and every day, and hopefully by the middle of June will reach its zenith and will warm us completely, even in the midst of this cold and this darkness, that is our hope. And so too must it be with us that as we hear how Jesus is light to the nations, is the light to the world, that we ourselves will become that source for our waiting world, cold and dark. We do that by the way we live our lives day by day, the way we give example of how we treat one another and love one another deeply. And it is in that love that the warmth and the light of Christ is most clearly seen. So on this Sunday after Christmas, we take a little rest. We take a deep breath after the solemnity and the celebrations of Christmas Day. We turn our minds to celebrating the coming of a new year. In our civil society, it is a time to take stock How many times over the last few days we've seen retrospectives of the year, the great things and the not so great things that happened in the course of that year. And we turn our vision to a new time. And so it is, without question, that this is a time of endings and beginnings. And so too was it with even Christmas, that first Christmas. It was the end of an epoch, at the end of an era, the end of one way in which God dealt with the world, and the beginning of something new, something full of light and grace, something that will never end, something that is the very vision of the life of Christ. As this new year begins, then, let us make but one resolution, just one. And that is that we will do everything in our power day after day to grow into the image and likeness of Christ. With that one resolution, we can't go wrong. It is the one thing that will bring us peace. It is the one thing that can bring us grace and healing. It is the one thing that can bring us light and life. If we do that, certainly God will be well pleased. And regardless of how successful or unsuccessful we might be in keeping this one singular resolution, it is in the keeping of it and in our efforts to keep it that the light of Christ is seen by those in the world. We do not need to be perfect. We only need to try. God is pleased with us always. God is always ready to love us into that life and into that light. All we need to do is decide to step forward, decide to open our eyes, decide to accept the great gift that God has already given.